As Newark continues to deal with high levels of lead in its drinking water, Governor Phil Murphy and city officials are calling for federal help. The governor talked about what's happening on our call-in program, Ask Governor Murphy, hosted by Nancy Solomon.
We believe with great passion and great conviction that access to clean, lead-free water is a right, not a privilege, for everybody. So that's the baseline, and that's how we think about this. Secondly, we are working, I think, as seamlessly as one can work with the city of Newark, and I give a huge shout-out to Mayor Barack and his team in a challenging situation, but I want to make sure folks who are listening know that we're operating with an abundance of caution. And this is not just over the past several days. This is something that's been worked on with the state's support and helping and abetting the efforts in Newark now for some time. Explicitly, if you are in a house with a lead line and you're served by the Pequannock service area, and that's double-digit teen thousands of lead lines, we want to make sure that you have access to bottled water until we can, as Mayor Baraka said, get those data points to a point where we know conclusively one way or the other. Folks should realize, and so there are four locations that are available. The website that folks should go to is NewarkLeadServiceLine.com, NewarkLeadServiceLine.com. They could call 973-733-6303. Three, as the mayor said, three houses had tests. Two of them were negative, one were positive. In each case, the lead levels had come down meaningfully, but in two of them, they hadn't come down enough. And so you can imagine where the EPA is deeply involved. And by the way, the filters in these homes were ones that were approved by the EPA. Our Catherine McCabe, our commissioner, is meeting with the head of the EPA tomorrow in Washington. Is it a filter issue? Do we need more data sets? How deep is this challenge? In the meantime, we're not taking any chances. I also want to make sure folks realize this is not just Newark. It's other communities in New Jersey with over 100-year lead pipe infrastructure, and it's an American issue. So I would repeat what I said earlier today, Nancy, in a press conference. We need the federal government to punch at its weight. Depending on how long this goes on, we do have the state has a supply of about 70,000 bottles of water. At the moment, they're going through about 1,100 a day. We have had offers, generous offers from corporates and faith-based organizations, which we deeply appreciate, but the federal government may have to step in that respect. We need them to continue to work with us through the EPA on the testing process. And most importantly, as a longer-term matter, Newark has embarked on a 10-year plan with our support at the state government to convert these lead lines. But neither Newark nor the state of New Jersey can do all of this. We need the federal government, a real water infrastructure, broad-reaching, impactful national renaissance and investment in our water infrastructure across the country. And that's the big long-term stroke that we need from the federal government.
Is there any information yet to indicate what could be wrong with the water filters? I mean, it sounds a little crazy that water filters aren't working.
Yeah, so these, and by the way, Nance, again, these water filters are approved explicitly by the EPA. They're the ones that they've been using in places like Flint and elsewhere. Folks have to, if they're listening, we take this extremely seriously. And in particular, I should say this, pregnant women, women who are nursing, kids under six, particularly infants, make sure you're using bottled water, period. There's no bathing issue here, but just make sure that as you're cooking and as you're drinking, use bottled water. It's too early to tell. You know, one of those houses that had a negative reading, the homeowner had gone out and bought on their own another filter, another company's filter. And that filter, in fact, according to that homeowner, actually did the trick. So is it a filter? Do we have enough data points? There's one other step that Newark took a couple of months ago, and the state has supported this as well. They started putting through the system a chemical called orthophosphate. And the early signs are that is getting through the system. That's a good early sign. Too early to tell if it's having the intended effect. Orthophosphate is a prophylactic that essentially seals the pipes on the inside and prevents the lead from leaching from the inside. So this is a step, if it works, and we won't know till the end of the year, early next year. But if it does work, that will give Newark enough time to bridge into that 10-year program to ultimately replace all of these lead lines.
And when you said that the state has 70,000 bottles of water, but you're going to need help from the feds to provide more.
If it goes on, if this goes on.
But surely the state can just buy more bottled water if need be,
sure.
Right?
And by the way, we're getting generous. I want to give Anheuser-Busch, Pepsi, a lot of faith-based organizations in the state and out of the state, a shout-out for their offer to help. But we need, and this is the analogy, Nancy, I would make, we have been standing shoulder to shoulder with Mayor Baraka and his team, and I can't say enough good things about his leadership, seamlessly. There's no daylight. We need the federal government to be that same partner to us and to Newark, seamless, whether it's bottled water, whether it's the testing regimes, figuring out what the heck's going on with the filters, the orthophosphate evolution, as I mentioned a minute ago, the long-term water infrastructure investment. At all levels, we need the feds to be as seamlessly our partner as we are with Newark today.
And is that a reasonable expectation? I mean, you know, there's a lot of daylight between you and the Trump administration.
But this is a national matter. I want to give our congressional delegation in both chambers a big shout out. I spoke to Senator Booker last night, who's been trying to lead with great passion on a water infrastructure bill. Chairman Frank Pallone of the Energy and Commerce Committee, I was with last evening. This is not just a New Jersey matter. Importantly, by the way, we had a water summit 6 or 8 months ago with mayors from around the state with lead challenges. It's not only just a New Jersey matter. It's not an urban matter only. So there are certainly urban matters, Newark, Trenton, but also suburban and rural. And this is a national challenge. We've got all over the country water infrastructure that's over 100 years old. We have some in New Jersey, Nancy, we have some wood pipes still.
Wow.
To give you a sense of how old this infrastructure is. So I think, frankly, I would argue, putting all politics aside, it's a no-brainer. It's a great opportunity to both, on the one hand, regenerate the water infrastructure in our country, and obviously, selfishly, I'm looking at New Jersey, and also create a lot of really good union, high-paying jobs at the same time, which is exactly what we need.
Ask Governor Murphy is a WBGO News production in collaboration with WNYC and WHYY.